OB/GYN Senator Roger Marshall. Ignore myths from left on ectopic pregnancy. By Catherine Hamilton on July 26, 2022. Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, an obstetrician and gynecologist, OBGYN, wrote an op-ed for Fox News telling Americans to ignore myths from the left on ectopic pregnancy following the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision. "Don't let the sun set on an ectopic pregnancy" was an axiom we were taught the first week of OBGYN residency. It's as true today as it was before and after Roe, and after Dobbs. Make no mistake about it, an ectopic pregnancy is always a life-threatening condition. And the reality of being sued for delay in treatment far outweighs the misguided cry of those who say physicians will withhold treatment, Marshall wrote in an article published on Monday. Ectopic pregnancies, when left untreated, may cause life-threatening bleeding, according to the Mayo Clinic. These kinds of pregnancies, which are estimated to account for 1 in 50 pregnancies, usually occur in the fallopian tube instead of the uterus, meaning the fertilized egg cannot survive. Marshall, who says he has delivered more than 5,000 babies, wrote on the subject of ectopic pregnancies and miscarriages after several corporate media outlets published stories of women who allegedly had difficulty receiving care for ectopic pregnancies and miscarriages after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. "See here, 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 and here." These stories usually refer to physicians who reportedly deny or delay care because they are concerned about the legal ramifications of abortion laws and bans. Far-left politicians like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, have additionally boosted claims that women will not be able to seek treatment for ectopic pregnancies. Unverified horror stories and posts riddled with disinformation have also circulated on social media, likely confusing people into believing that laws banning or restricting abortion also restrict much-needed treatments. However, all pro-life laws list an exception for the life of the mother, and most explicitly list exceptions for miscarriages and ectopic pregnancies, as Breitbart News reported after consulting with OB/GYNs. "Like all OBGYNs, including pro-life OBGYNs, I commonly treated ectopic pregnancies as well as miscarriages. Neither are an abortion, and the myth that this will change after Dobbs is simply inconsistent with any clinical reality," Marshall added. Furthermore, it goes without saying, every state's trigger laws allow for exceptions to save the life of the mom, debunking another outright lie. To say otherwise is simply fear-mongering, Marshall said. Another myth from the pro-abortion left is that overturning Roe is devastating to women's health. They imply carrying a baby to term is more dangerous than an abortion. Using their logic, should we abort every baby? Should we stop all childbearing? He queried. The senator said pitching abortion as a life-saving solution for women in complicated pregnancy situations is a warped view of health care, adding that it belongs in a culture that does not value human life. And it denies the modern medical science that can bring both mother and baby safely through even a high-risk pregnancy. Finally, in absolute terms, trauma, suicide and drug overdose kill more women of childbearing age. He wrote, "Without a doubt, women with miscarriages and ectopic pregnancies will be treated in every state without exception. Life of the mom will continue to be honored. Family planning clinics will continue, and Plan B contraception remains over the counter." The lawmaker concluded by saying that Republicans are willing to work with their colleagues across the aisle to increase access to child care, prenatal care, and nutrition, and to improve other social challenges mothers may face during and after pregnancy.